Well, hey there, Jonathan Doyle with you for the Not Remotely Weekly podcast. Regular listeners, sincere apology. The weekly podcast, which has never really been that weekly, has been a little bit off lately. I haven't done an episode for a few weeks. Apologies, just stuff, just really interesting, busy stuff happening. Been putting a lot of time into the kids. You know, many of you who listen to me would also listen to people like Gary Vaynerchuk, and I was on the bike the other day listening to him doing a Q&A, and I really like when he talks about regret. How, you know, he spent time in his community talking to a lot of older people. He comes from a Russian Jewish background, and, you know, they really value their old people, and he talks about sitting with them, and he said the number one thing he's learned from talking to older people is about regret, is about you don't want to look back and realize that you allocated energy and time to things that in the end didn't really matter. So I've got three really young kids, you know, we may have more kids. So I've got this window, right, this season, and regular listeners, you'll always hear me talking about seasons, about knowing the season you're in. One of the great life skills you can have is to know your season. You know, isn't it funny when we look at like a young kid who's trying to act all grown up, and it's funny, right? We notice it and we laugh, or we look at a guy who's maybe in his 50s, who's dressing like a teenager, and we laugh at that. And the reason it's funny is because we recognize that at certain times in our life, there's a certain way of being, a certain season we're in. And one of the keys to a successful life is just knowing your season, knowing what season you're in. So the fact of my life is I have this young family, and yes, I have a lot of other stuff going on, but this is the season I'm in, and I'm really trying to be committed to that. So that's where I've been. Trying to do that well, because there's no point talking about personal development, motivation, goals, success, going after things in life if I don't help my own kids to realize their potential too. So that's what I've been doing. Other exciting stuff, I've just bought a brand new BMW GS1200, and I'm going to dedicate this podcast to the BMW GS1200 because what I'm going to tell you about I hope is really going to help, because I put down some notes about why me buying that BMW GS1200 is going to help you, and I want you to apply the principle, because what I learned from this process is really interesting, and I want you to pay attention in a moment, because the first thing I want to do is I'm just going to talk about a couple of books I'm reading, but then I want to take you through what happened with this BMW, because I think the concept behind it is really applicable for anybody. So I have just finished reading Simon Sinek's Start With Why. Probably quite a few of you will be familiar with it. In a really successful book, in no way do I want to sound critical. It's a great book. The only downside is, like a few great books, there's kind of one big idea in it. And it's one big idea, and the one big idea takes kind of several hundred pages to repeat. You know, often on the papers, they talk about the new skills of the new digital generation. We need all these new extra skills. I think one of the skills we need in the world is good editors. You know, people who can just take an idea and trim it down. If you've got a great idea, sometimes it doesn't need hundreds of pages, just a great idea, just communicate it. So I kind of read the book, and a few times I was like, yeah, we get it. But it is a good book, I do recommend it. Very simple principle, it's just, what Simon's really saying to the world is, you really, if you want to do something meaningful, if you want to do something that matters, you got to know your why. You've really got to know why it matters, why it's significant, why you're here. So he talks about, you know, a lot of people don't start with why, they start with what they do or how they're going to do it. You know, a lot of businesses do that, right? It's like, you know, they talk about the what, like we make cars or we sell real estate or we run a hospital. And then they talk about the how we do it, like the mission, you know, it's like, this is how we do it. But they often miss that first crucial step, the great why. So I just encourage you, definitely read the book, Simon Sinek, Start With Why. You can see him all over YouTube, TED Talks. But his core principle is just very simple, very applicable, which is, you know, why are you doing what you do? For most of human history, you never had the remotest possibility of choosing what you did in your life. The kind of freedom to self, you know, to be self-actualized, to kind of, if you haven't heard that word before, it means to kind of direct your own potential. You have to understand, for the great bulk of human history, all your energy went into not getting killed. You had to reproduce, not get killed, and not get a disease and die. That was it. And then when sort of those things slowly started to get dealt with, and we're talking pretty recently that, you know, that a lot of our global wars have stopped, you know, you kind of did whatever job you kind of were born into. Like definitely right through the kind of you know, up into the Middle Ages before the Industrial Revolution, you didn't like, you know, sit around and think, well, what's my skill set? What's my passion? And imagine being in the Industrial Revolution, like in England, you know, in the Industrial Revolution. It's not like kids at, you know, 12 were going, where's my bliss? You know, what's my passion? It was like, get down the coal mine, kid. So you really live in an incredible time in history. You know, there was another good line from Gary Vaynerchuk the other day where he said, you know, that if you're a white male in America and you're complaining, he argues that you should be arrested and sent to prison. It was funny, right? And it got a lot of coverage because he was like, you have no right to complain. I mean, he came from a Russian Jewish background, you know, there was persecution and he said his two grandfathers were locked up. And it's like, you know, we have this incredible opportunity. So I really encourage people, I encourage you, to come back to your why. Why are you doing what you do? And if you hate what you're doing, there's a good chance that you're telling yourself a very particular story about why you're doing it. That's what happens. People go, I have a mortgage. I have to pay the bills. I have to do this shitty, crappy job that I hate because of these reasons. I often say to people, look, here's a scenario. If your child or your spouse or somebody suddenly got this incredibly rare disease and you had to raise $500,000 in 6 months, would you do it? And the answer is, of course you would. You do whatever you had to do to get that money. So let's say you're $300,000 in debt. I mean, the problem isn't that you're $300,000 in debt. The real issue is that there isn't enough real pain. There isn't enough urgency and like values and mission behind that pain to get you to take drastic action. So what we'll do is we'll tend to stay in pretty crappy situations for a pretty long time until the pain really ramps up. But even then, people won't do stuff. So this is, I want to be confrontational here. If you're telling yourself a crap story about why you hate your job and it's miserable, then I just want to encourage you. I want to say this without sounding remotely arrogant. My biggest challenge in the speaking and coaching and motivating people space is that I really thought that everybody knew this, that everybody kind of just, you know, knew these basic principles, but I'm discovering many people don't. So in a moment, I want to take you through this kind of concept of, well, how do you really go after something and change it? Because I've had an insight recently, just in the last week, that could be really helpful. Now, the other book I'm reading, just picked it up today, is Natural Born Heroes by Christopher McDougall. If you're on the website, I'll post pictures of the books. If you're listening to this on iTunes, you can find the website jonathandoyle.co, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N. Jonathan Doyle, one word, .co. Go to the podcast tab. There'll be pictures of the books here and some links where you can find them. Christopher McDougall wrote that really cool book, Born to Run, which opened up the whole free running movement. Just found his new book on natural born heroes, which is about just how you can use mindset and different stuff to really create new results in your area of possibilities in your life and your body and your physical health. So I'm going to read that. I'll get back to you on that next week with what I discover. But respectful of your time, I want to press in and just give you this insight that I've had. Just before I do it, please, if you're not following me on social media, come across and do it. Because I'm putting tons of stuff there. That's where I'm doing most of my work these days. So if you're getting updates about the podcast on email or through a iTunes feed, that's great. But Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, I'm on all the channels. Come and find me, say g'day, get in touch with me. I love following back and learning a bit about you. So the links are on my website, Instagram, Jonathan_Doyle.co, Snapchat, Jonathan Doyle Co, one word, Facebook, easiest way is just fbjonathan.com. Just type fbjonathan.com into your browser, take you to the page, like the page, send me a message, say hello, let me know what challenges you're facing and I can maybe do an episode for you. So please come and do those follows. Now, here's what we're going to talk about. Sitting just near my studio here is a brand new BMW GS1200. And if you're not a motorbike person, that's totally cool. The beauty of the BMW GS1200 is that it's the kind of ultimate enduro bike, which means you can ride it on a highway. It'll just beautifully sit on 130, 140 kilometers an hour, no problem. But it's really designed for off-road riding, you know, really rugged stuff, trails. You can take it anywhere. And where I live here in Australia, we've got some amazing mountains nearby, where, you know, you can just, it's just beautiful national parks. You can take the bikes out there and do some amazing stuff. So regular listeners will know that I recently bought a brand new Harley Davidson. I bought this massive Harley Davidson Road King Classic, brand new, had it customized so the kids could go on the back. Really cool, great bike. Not the bike for me, made a mistake. I wanted the GS1200, I bought the Harley for complex reasons, but knew pretty soon it wasn't the bike for me. Now, what does all this have to do with you? Well, here's what happened. About 2 weeks ago, I suddenly snapped a gear, and in the space, like metaphorically in my head, I just flipped gears and realized I wasn't happy with the Harley. I wanted the BMW, and in the space of about 48 hours, I took massive action. I kind of, I found a buyer for the Harley in Sydney. I found an incredible price on the new, brand new BMW. I organized bike trailers. I organized like all these complex factors. There must have been probably 50 to 100 little bits and pieces of information, emails, phone calls, government, you know, fees and charges and registrations and all these different component parts that required me to take action to create this reality. And then I brought the bike home. It was a massive day. I got up at like 3 in the morning, drove to Sydney. I was in Sydney at 7 in the morning, sold the bike to this guy. He took the bike off the trailer, I drove the trailer across town to the BMW dealership, loaded the bike up, did all this stuff, got bank checks, finance sorted out, all this stuff, went through the kind of handover process, drove the bike back, all these complex processes. What's the point? And you'll go, that's not a big deal, Jonathan. People have bought and sold cars and bikes before, sure. A lot to it. What I'm getting at is the time frame in which it happened and this massive action. And suddenly, here was this motorbike sitting in my office. I have this beautiful downstairs office. It's carpeted, and I actually drive the motorbike into my office and it sits there. And I had this moment where I'm like, it's here. Like, what I'm fascinated by is that when you go from a concept, something that, you know, you think about, to suddenly the physical reality. And I realized, wow, like this is the stuff I teach people. This is the stuff I try and talk about. And I'm stoked because this is me actually really living it and actually making it happen. And here it is. And I went, what I wanted to do was kind of deconstruct and unpack the steps in how it happened. And I want to give you a few key points, and they're going to be really useful. So pay attention now, because here they are. From the age of about 14... I'd always had my heart set on originally a BMW Paris-Dakar GS1100, and then they upgraded them over the years. But like as a young kid, I actually rode away to BMW and asked them for a brochure, and they sent me one. So I suddenly realized, you know, I just turned 43, that this bike had been a dream of mine for many, many years. About 6 months ago, I did a new vision wall. I sort of went and bought a bunch of magazines, of all sorts of cars and luxury stuff and real estate, and filled up my vision wall with these new images. And front and center was multiple images of the GS1200. And then, so the first step is that this had been a desire for a long period of time. And it's also something that I'd visualize. So the first building block. So what I want to do now is take you into whatever matters to you. So let's talk a little bit about whatever goal you might have. It could be losing weight. It could be, you know, buying a beautiful new house. It could be buying a BMW GS1200. Think for a moment about something that you would really love to have happen in your life. Something that would just, you know, seems an impossible dream, seems something that you've always wanted, but you don't know how it would happen. The first thing is to get clear on it and to see it. Now, whether you want to use a vision board and get pictures of it, you know, people go, that's just a stupid technique. Friends, I just did it. And I'm the one standing in this studio about 10 meters away from a brand new bike that was on the vision board. So something must be working here, right? So the first thing you want is a clear, clear visual image of it. The next thing I realized was to create the result, I had to have a very strong desire. Now, concentrate. This is important. The only way you can get yourself to take massive action, like all the action steps involved in creating an outcome, can only come from the energy you get from a strong desire. Again, imagine you had a really sick child or a sick spouse or partner, and you had to raise that $500,000. Now, you'd get it done because of that deep, deep desire. When that deep desire is triggered, you find the energy and the attitude and the capacity to take the action you need to take. Right, so we've got visualization, knowing what you want, seeing it, having a clear mental picture. Second step is this desire. Now, they can kind of all happen around the same time, like a mixing pot. Desire, visual images, right? But then I was kind of curious. I was like, why, what triggered this desire for me? What does this desire, how did I particularly get such a strong desire? And here's where the magic is. I want you to really pay attention now, because this is the secret sauce to attaining and achieving what matters to you. And I really mean this with sincerity, because I've just seen it work, literally. What I realized was that underneath the desire will always be deep and important values. Okay? What triggers the desire is an underlying value. Now, let me take you through what happened. So why did I have such a strong desire to get that bike? Well, it's never about the bike, and it's never actually about the house or the losing weight or those things. It's always about what achieving that goal will give you. It's never the specific thing, and you go, oh, yes, it is. I just want X. And I go, yeah. And I say, when you get X, then what will you get? And you go, well, it doesn't matter. I'll have X. And I go, push you a little harder. And I go, no, think. So for me, the bike represented the deep values of freedom, that I could jump on the bike and escape up into nature, at the value of nature itself, the value of contemplation, of just being able to go to beautiful places and just sit and be, because I love that kind of space and time. The value of family, the value of being able to take the kids on the bike and explore places and have those experiences together. Also, the BMW brand represents to me dependability, security. I had the Harley. If you're a Harley owner or you like Harleys, that's cool. They're a tough, cool bike. But they're not, for me, as stable, as dependable, as performance-oriented as the BMW. So I had these values that mattered to me of dependability and security. So underneath me chasing that goal were these deep values: freedom, family, contemplation, nature, dependability, security. So people could go, you know, I would say to people, it's not about the bike. The bike gives me the values that are significant. So, you know, let's just make this very simple. If you have a goal that matters and you need to make it happen, you've got to cultivate a strong desire, and you have to get, you know, clear visual imagery on it. But to do it, you've got to know the underlying values. So let's just say you're really stuck with, you know, losing weight. Many people really struggle with that. And I'm kind of lucky because I train a huge amount and I work hard on this. But, you know, when so many people find losing weight incredibly hard, because really you can't really lose weight. You've got to build a lifestyle. I mean, everybody knows if you do a crazy diet, it just comes back, right? So you need a lifestyle. So the question is, what does weight loss give you? And you might go, underneath it will be the values of health, of family, because you'll be around longer and you have more, you know, energy to spend time with people. Or it might be relationships. You know, there'll always be a value under whatever it is you're wanting to attain. And until you can really get clear and passionate and excited about those values and what the goal will give you, you're always going to struggle. So I'm just going to finish there. I want to encourage you to get off this podcast and write some stuff down. You know, write down whatever you really matters to you, what you want, and then write down the values that underpin it. And then just think about those, sit with them, feel them, and ask yourself good questions. What happens if I never take action? How much suffering do you want to go through of never achieving this and going to your grave, never having this happen? So I hope that's useful, right? Write that stuff down. What are the values? What does this goal give you? That's the secret sauce, knowing the values that underpin whatever you're chasing. You get in touch with those, then they'll take you where you need to go. Because I went from concept, image, desire to attainment, and it was driven by deep values. So get clear on those, right? I hope that's useful. I really do. Come and say g'day on social. I'm going to try and do some Facebook Live. I want to start doing some Facebook Live in the next few weeks with just Q&A, where you can just jump on and ask questions, things you're stuck with, and I can just give you some real-time feedback. So I want to do that. Please do anything I ask. Go to iTunes, find the podcast Jonathan Dorr, and just give it a like. Just say, hey, love this podcast. You know, give it a recommendation. The other thing you can do, of course, is just grab the link and share it with people. The last thing, I'm going to do a lot of speaking next year. I've got a massive schedule in the US and in Europe, and then we're going to Iceland, which will be really cool. But if you're here in Australia or nearby and you'd love me to speak, to come into your business, your organization, and just tailor something, like just we'll pick an issue that you want to see changed in your workspace, that people need encouragement or motivation, I just love targeting and building, a really cool workshop, seminar, presentation. So reach out to me. You know, I've got a pretty busy schedule, but I would love to do that next year. I just want to help people, right? So send me a message, say, hey, could you come and speak at our business? Could you come and speak and just help us target some key issues? I'd love to do that. I love problem solving. I want you to tell me what the problems are in your business or your organization, and then we go to work on them. So I'm Jonathan Doyle. Grab this link, share it with people. I hope it's been useful. This is the Not Remotely Weekly podcast, and I'll speak with you again very soon.